8:09 on Connect FM. It's your morning connection for a Monday and the first day of a new month heading into June. And it's been a couple weeks, but we have a chance now to talk with Jody August. She is executive director of the Du Bois Chamber of Commerce, and she has joined us on this beautiful morning. Jody, hi there. Good morning.
Hey, Dan. I'm happy to be back. Yeah, it has been a couple weeks.
It's great to have you back. And I understand in the past week, one of us had a birthday, and I know it wasn't me. So let me begin by saying happy belated birthday to you.
Well, thank you. Yes, I've decided that I don't want any more of these birthdays because that means I'm aging. So, you know, I turned 29 again for about the 10th time.
Yeah, another celebration of your 29th birthday.
That's right.
That's good. Hey, you know, here we are heading into a busy month of June. We're going to talk about some upcoming events, including a business luncheon for chamber members.
Absolutely. You and I talked prior to me going on the air about Chip Madera. He lives locally, and we're so fortunate that he reached out to the chamber office because he's in town visiting his parents, and he's a nationally known speaker. I don't know global, but definitely a well-known speaker. If you visit his website, it's phenomenal. In fact, dynamic is the word that I'll use for him. Okay. So, we are so excited to have him this Thursday at Du Bois Country Club, and it's for our second Business Connections Luncheon of the year. We only have four of these, and Chip is going to talk on how to engage and retain your current workforce, which, you know, post-pandemic and with the roller coaster ride of our local economy and the rising cost of goods and the stress put on people, I think that it's important that we teach our local employers how to keep and retain the employees that they want to keep.
Sure.
You know, and I think that Chip's going to be able to help with that. He's also willing to put together a workshop for us, and he and I are going to talk about that this afternoon during a telephone meeting. So I'm excited.
Yeah. And whenever we have individuals like that available, it's always great to make the most of it.
So, absolutely.
And to have a hometown boy back around for a little bit, might as well take advantage, right?
That's right. So pay attention to our chamber emails, our chamber events calendar, and our Facebook page. We hope to offer more from Chip coming soon. But other exciting news at the chamber.
Okay.
So last week, I have two interns for the summer, which is unusual for me to take on two interns.
But helpful.
Helpful, yes. So Alex Horsley and Kara Miller have joined our team at the Chamber of Commerce, and so did a loose chipmunk. A chipmunk is in our office, and we
How did Ryder react to that?
Well, there's a reason I didn't bring Ryder today. I'm petrified to take him to the office because this chipmunk is very intelligent. We have set three catch and release traps.
Oh no.
And he keeps eating the food out of them, but not being caught in the trap. So yes, we have named him Alvin.
Okay. He might be Theodore. He might be the smarter of the chipmunks.
Oh, you know what? You're right. Yeah. He might be the smarter one. But we hope to catch him and release him this week.
Okay. Well, we'll get an update on that next week.
That's
How's
right.
That sound?
Yes. We'll let you know how it goes.
Well, Jody, thank you, and enjoy your busy week, and thank you for the update.
Thank you.